Reading across cultures.
Thinking across cultures. Do we organize our thoughts in different ways because of the culture we belong to? If so, how can we describe those differences? The idea of different cultural thought patterns was first put forward by an American professor of applied linguistics, Robert Kaplan, in the 1960s. He had been looking at the writing style of non-native students at his university in California. He found that writing styles varied systematically, according to the cultural origins of the students. For example, whereas he thought native speakers of English usually went straight to the point when writing an essay, other students did not. Speakers of Semitic languages, such as Arabic and Hebrew, kept backtracking and then returned to the point, while speakers of Oriental languages, such as Chinese, tended to approach the focus only very gradually, as if they were moving around it in circles. Speakers of Romance languages, such as French and Spanish, tended to stray from the point, making it harder for the English-speaking reader to follow. While speakers of Slav languages, such as Russian, frequently included ideas which did not seem to be connected in any way to the development of the essay. To illustrate the patterns, Kaplan used a series of simple diagrams. This view attracted a lot of criticism. People said it was too simplistic, it was based on insufficient evidence, and it was biased in favor of English, which seemed to offer the most efficient way of presenting an argument. Russian students, in particular, didn't agree with the idea Kaplan had of them. But Kaplan's work at least reminded us that, to be able to write effectively in English, or any language, it is not enough to master structures at sentence level. We need to work at a higher level of organization, and to understand how rhetorical devices, such as repetition and figurative language, are used. What's more, most of us would probably agree that people from different cultural backgrounds do have different ways of presenting arguments or telling stories, and that even if these differences are difficult and perhaps impossible to classify, just being aware that they exist can help us to understand and appreciate each other better.